Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Good morning. It is a wild, wacky Wednesday here in Manhattan, New York City. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And I am just pleased as punch because across the table from me are two of my favorite people in the world of pro wrestling. He's been on some of the shows before. You guys know him. You guys love him. There is no God, only Schleck.
Sorry.
No problem. Can we make sure his mic? He's on mic three, guys.
My own three?
There we go.
And apologize for that, too.
Next to him, one of my good friends from over the years. We go all the way back to Capitol Wrestling.
Yeah, fuck.
So it's been, I want to say, like 8 years. Our good friend, welcome to the show, Lucky 13. How you doing, dog?
I'm so excited to be here, dude.
Thank you for being here, man. Yeah. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. What do you guys want people to check out? Social media, dates, matches?
We got Tangled Web. Next, was it the 26th?
27th, I think.
27th.
I have no idea.
Great.
Sorry, not this Saturday.
We're killing
next
it.
Next Saturday, yeah, we're already beating the game. Tangled Web, CZW, it's me versus Lucky 13. The return of Tangled Web. It's been gone for like 8 years.
And explain to people what that is real quick.
It's basically a gigantic mess of barbed wire in the ring while you're wrestling. There's trampolines instead of the... tarp in the middle of the trampoline, it's barbed wire lacing back and forth. It's barbed wire crossings on the ropes. It's little miniature cages with barbed wire all over. It's just a slurry of fucking barbed wire.
I asked them if they can make the ring explode. So,
oh, very nice.
Fingers crossed.
Very, very nice. And social media, anything else you want to plug?
www.nogodonlyschlack.com. You can get Chopped Up, my new band's merch on there. You can get any kind of Schlack bullshit. If you want Schlack flip-flops, you can get Schlack flip-flops. If you want Schlack t-shirts, you can get Schlack t-shirts. Anything with Schlack on it.
Excellent. Lucky, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
I would really like people, if they get an opportunity. This Sunday, we're doing a Cannonball Fest out in Sellersville, Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
It's a fundraiser for our good friend, Jeff Cannonball, who has ALS, and it's all money's going to him and the family, so... You know, if you want to come out, check out a wrestling show, and goes to a good cause, it's this Sunday in Sellersville, Pennsylvania.
Very good. And hey, if anyone from hears this and buys a ticket to that, send me a screenshot. I will donate and match your ticket purchase.
Awesome. That's so awesome.
And I'll do it day of. So just if you go, send me a screenshot of your ticket and what you paid for it, and I will donate that to Jeff's family as well. Thanks guys for listening. Find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates. I will be in Philadelphia July the 10th at Punchline with Rob Stant and Jim Gillespie. And I'm staying another day because I got hit up by Sandman.
Nice. You're doing a podcast?
I believe I am doing a live edition of the Sandman podcast, where we watch an entire ECW pay-per-view with an audience at a bar.
Outstanding.
Wait a minute. Sandman has a podcast?
Sandman does have a podcast.
What the fuck?
So if you want to come hang out at that, I'll have details soon. And if you're listening live and you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat and the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And you get our Friday bonus episode that is only available to subscribers, as well as my other show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, which is now exclusive to Gas. So if you want to watch the movie along with us, there's only one way to do it, and that is subscribe. All right, boys, we'll do a couple stories, and then we'll talk about some wrestling shit. Let's start very fun. I'll take this one. Jelly Roll and Bunny XO have split. He's filed for divorce. And I filed for dessert. they have filed for divorce. And supposedly, there is a reason for the split. Shannon.
So what they're saying the reason is that Jelly Roll has been leaning into his like Christian faith publicly. And
so the ex-hooker isn't cutting it anymore.
That's exactly it.
And the ex-hooker who paid for his rehabilitation.
Right.
So yeah, the fact that she still like openly speaks about sex and kind of like is on the side of sex work, that's what they feel is kind of getting in the way of his image.
And now, if I'm correct, she got him through jail and rehab, got him his kids back.
Yep, that's true.
And was his ride or die.
Yep.
I mean, I guess she had to contribute a lot to get the ex-hooker to.
Yeah.
That's a large hill to climb.
I don't know how you guys feel. I feel like the door is closing quickly on Jelly Roll.
I think it's currently open.
I think he has some naughty boy allegations a coming.
Oh, you mean closed like that, like the back door?
I think he has more to his past than we're aware of, and he is kind of hidden behind this Christian country thing.
Okay,
because supposedly. When they were together, I've heard he might have been running girls.
Is that how he met the love of his life?
It would not shock me, but supposedly there are many. Somebody compared him to Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's a
shit. And said that he has a lot of shit that, because he, whatchamacallit, he like subpoenas people. He gets clips ripped down, like,
oh, he's got juice like that.
He's got a team,
okay,
that's ripping shit down as it comes up. So I think he knows
the walls are closing in.
I think just like you guys would know.
Trust me, listen.
Wait, I'm not going somewhere bad on this. When a wrestler maybe is starting to get a bad reputation.
Okay.
It kind of swings around the inner circle first.
Sure.
And everyone has an idea of, uh-oh. Like, I remember years and years ago, us all hearing, there's reporters hanging out asking everybody about this Aziz Ansari guy.
Right.
And this was like 3 or 4 months before that article dropped.
You had the inside scoop.
And people are like, Aziz is next.
Right. Where is Aziz now?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He's doing fine. When you read it, it was just a really shit. Indian guy is rude to woman. Shocking. but there's been a few comics that you kind of get an idea who's being.
Who's next?
Or who they're gunning for.
Right.
And supposedly he's been one they really want. And Shan, do we have a clip of him? Not knowing he's being recorded that I sent to you?
Yes.
Let's check that out.
So he's padding. He's fluffing with this.
Much work and help. Just like Jeffrey Epstein, Ryan Upchurch has Jelly Roll with his wife to handle his dirty work. We're calling it Operation Infiltration. We're going to take over. We're going to get a building down. We're going to take over. They got one of us there. Jelly hadn't changed. Send me that screenshot. Then my wife nicked that bitch in the ass, dog. My wife is a fucking savage gangster bitch that sold pussy, dude. She will clear
somebody. I wouldn't really brag about that.
He's talking very highly of her.
And what was that Howard clip, Shannon?
It goes on to, because what they're talking about here, but this chick posted the video, is about how she feels that Bunny has been like manipulated by Jelly Roll, and she's like stood by him, yada, yada. So there's a few clips to stand by that if you want to see it.
Why not?
Sure.
A home so his daughter could live safely and well. And you must have said to yourself, I am doing everything for Jelly Roll possible, and he's still betraying me. Do you carry a sense of, I love him, but I can never fully trust him?
I want to be clear. When we went through that entire situation, I had to look inside myself also and be like, why am I attracting these men? Because this seems to be a huge pattern in my life. And I needed to look at the baggage that I brought in from that abusive relationship.
Baggage?
And not that I'm making excuses for him, but most of the time when men cheat, women want to point the finger. They just want to be like, it's your fault. You did this. I'm perfect. And I didn't want to do that.
Hold
I was
on. Like, I that would- is Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
When she says, most of the time when guys cheat, the girl thinks it's his fault.
Right, right, of course.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, I'll give her credit. She seems like a fucking ride or die. So.
Oh, she definitely is. I think he's going to pawn off some of his past behavior on her and say, she was a bad influence. That's a different time in my life. I've now moved on.
I found Christ.
By the way, he will be with a new chick quick.
Do you think
it'll be? And she will be very concerned. She will be a much more acceptable. A much more acceptable partner in that world.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. He needs cover.
Yeah,
he needs cover.
I think it's because people forget. He played a lot of gatherings.
Okay.
He was in that world.
So you even know. All right, all right, all right, right.
Yeah, he. It would.
Did his old lady come?
Dude,
like
he's doing acid at the gathering? Just fucking all fucked up walking around?
You know, supposedly he's enjoyed the times.
Yeah.
But I do think. I think that we're going to find out more about Mr. Roll.
What's Ice T's wife's name?
Coco.
Coco, do you think, does she go to all his shows like Coco does Ice-T shows?
I would assume so. She was at Skankfest, right, Shannon?
I don't remember.
He came to Skankfest a couple years ago.
Coco was in the locker room with us at Barbecue. Eden Turnbuckle played Barbecue, and she was in the back. She's cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, she was at the, when he did the Every Time I Die Christmas show, she was there.
Eat your mic a little lucky.
Oh, sorry. She was at the Every Time I Die Christmas show, yeah. The last one they did.
She was doing, like, booty shaking contests and shit in the back with Chubb.
RVD's wife does a lot of booty shaking. We were in Vegas, and there was a table that I just walked in on, and it was just RVD, his wife, and four black midgets.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, I don't know what this
right,
is, but
I love it.
It's a great story. Right, whatever right. It is, it's great. Did you guys see, I don't know if I called this match, did you guys see RVD just fucking blast Kenta in the face maybe a weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fun. I don't know what happened.
You called the match?
Yeah, I was on commentary. Okay. I was told that before he punched Kenta, apparently he turned to his partner and went, watch this. So I do not know what Kenta did to slight him.
Did he have to do anything? Mania weekend.
It was just so funny because Kenta threw a leg kick and RVD just went, oh, pow. And we went, he just punched. You hear me on commentary go, I think he just punched him in the nose.
I mean, Kenta's not exactly known for working light either, so.
No, he right. Isn't.
Yeah.
I have heard he requests it now for very obvious concussion reasons.
Well,
I've heard he's a big no bump tonight.
That's me every night. You know?
I've become a real that doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah,
Lucky was with me. We did a show that was in somebody's yard. It was like in the woods, and they wanted me to take an apron bump.
Okay,
onto gravel.
Nice.
With just a tarp over it, and I was like,
oh, was
why?
This, was this X-Brand Wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I went, why? And they went,
because.
It'd be a good spot. I'm like, or I could just not.
Yeah.
You get the 500 views on Instagram.
Yeah, like, what is the I don't really see it. And they're like, no, you just fall off the, just take a, just fall off the apron, and then, you know, the ground's fine. And I was like, no, this is hard rocks. Fuck that. I don't want to do this on a mat.
I can't. I have really no frame of reference or leg to stand on because I do some extremely, extremely dumb, stupid shit. But you know,
But you know what? You're much better at it. I am a big puss.
So I get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, I'm a huge puss.
I'm pretty sure I took a cinder block bump that match.
And I believe you did.
We didn't do it in the ring. We did it outside the ring on the grass, which was a fucking terrible idea because the ring fucking we usually bounce and give and you know. The cinder blocks don't hurt as bad, but when it's just fucking hard ground, I was like, oh, that was a fucking terrible idea.
Gymnasium floor where it's like just solid marble or whatever the fuck that floor, that flat, smooth concrete that take those bumps.
Yeah, I was very, when I used to play music, I was very reckless. I did a lot
no
of
way, no way.
I did a lot of diving.
Right.
And I have a few just, I would call it the way Foley used to jump for the Cactus Jack crack smash.
Right.
Where you just land on your tailbone.
Sure.
And I had one or two where I was like, I just shit my pants. I took a splash on concrete from King Jeter years ago.
Nice.
If you remember, you know Jeter.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
At the time, it was when he was big, too. It was when he was just a hair under 500. And he gave me a splash on concrete, and I was convinced a log shot out. I was like, I hoped it was shit and not an organ.
You ever shit yourself?
I was so worried. I was just about to say at Cage of Survival because I had to shit before the match. But, like, I didn't want to go out to, like, take a dump, like, where the fans are and stuff. Because right. I wasn't going to take it in the port-a-john in the locker room or whatever. So, yeah, when I took fucking the Michinoku driver, the body slam off the top of the cage through the glass, fucking the first thing I thought of when I hit, I was like, thank God I didn't shit myself. Because if it was going to happen, that was it. When I landed, bam.
Have you watched somebody shit themselves?
I've wrestled other people shitting themselves, but I haven't personally shitting myself, which is crazy because I got like really bad IBS. So you would think on a long enough timeline I would have shit myself, but wait, currently
who
that hasn't happened.
Wrestle that shit themselves?
Jimmy Lloyd.
That was before the match. Oh, yeah.
It's funny because he smells like shit before he wrestles and then actually shits.
I watched Brian Pillman Jr. shit his pants at
in the ring or just
oh boy in Pro Wrestling Magic.
Okay. And that would be the place to shit yourself.
Via Dan Moff chop.
Oh.
And Dan Moff just fucking crack, and you just watch the brown stain
It's funny.
Expand.
Moff is coming up a lot today.
Yeah. On the ride up here, we were talking about Moff came up. I have a thread with him on Facebook, and it has got to be, if the police seen this fucking thread, I would get questions, they would bring me in. It's got, you know, like, trannies jerking off on airplanes. Every like a Chinese guy fucking a dog to death. He's a sick motherfucker, Moff. That guy rules, dude.
I love my favorite thing about Moff is the way he sets up. Like in a lot, like he just picks a corner of the locker room and he's like a lion. Like he does, but then it's also the smell of the
hot stuff.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Hot
stuff. Yeah.
You know he's there before he's there, and he's always just sitting in the G-string. It's such a dominant move.
It's a gorilla.
Yeah, hey, sir, could you put on pants?
The baby oil all over. Dude, he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Yeah, he looks really good.
He sucks to wrestle. He hurts.
Oh, he hurts
really
bad. He
hurts you so bad, yeah.
Who, because my answer is so stupid, who has hit the hardest?
There's this dude, you know, Viking from
Canada? IWS, yeah.
It's because he's not, dude, he doesn't weigh much. He's a skinnier dude, but he broke his hand and he has a metal plate in the side of his hand. So when he chops you, it feels like the guy's holding a roll of fucking quarters.
Okay, that's
I remember, actually, Grant used to say Viking was the worst. Yeah. I never actually wrestled Viking, but I mean, I was going to say Moff is up there.
Yeah, Moff is definitely up
Moff
there.
Moff is up there.
But, I mean, that, you know, that's, like I said, he's got a fucking metal plate in his hand.
Yeah.
That feels like you're like, yo, and you wouldn't expect it from a dude that weighs 165, 70 pounds.
Yeah, I think most people would actually be surprised. Most deathmatch workers are actually, like, really light with each other. Yeah, it's like the guys that take it fucking, I got to be a fucking pro wrestler. That other ones that fucking, like, legit, like, you're like, bro, fucking, it's fake. Relax.
I've had both experience. I've been with the more MMA guy, like Matt Mikowski, great.
Yo, yeah.
Like a fucking, what a pro. The person that hit me the hardest was a chick.
Really?
Ronnie Nicole.
In the wallet? She hit you in the wallet?
Ronnie Nicole.
Okay.
I think she was like Big Kaiju for a while or something. They called her that.
Okay.
Dude, it was exactly, you could tell I helped book it because it was, I called it a 2.5 man tag. I was a partner and then there was a girl on the other side.
Right.
I figured that made it even. And I got my ass kicked by Chuck Payne, who couldn't have, I mean, worked great.
Big Chuck, right?
The nicest guy.
What happened to him? He bought a motorcycle?
Some medical issues, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm not sure what's going on with him.
But he took great care, couldn't have been nicer, walked me through everything because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Right.
And then he's like, and you're going to take a spear from her and a Vader bomb. I'm like, great. Dude, this spear knocked my dick in the dirt. Then she drags me in the corner and didn't tell me she was going to step on my stomach to get to the rope for the Vader bomb. I felt parts of me, like, rearrange. It hurt so bad. People thought I was doing, like, overselling heel bit. I army crawled to the back.
She put my spleen in my colon.
It hurt so fucking beyond anything anyone's hit, any weapon I've been hit with. Fucking Jeff splitting me open fucking 6 ways to Sunday. That foot on my stomach hurts so fucking bad.
I can imagine that sucking.
Oh, my. And anything in the gut. If you told me to tense up, I probably would have been better.
Right.
But holy
Anyone
shit.
Anyone ever put the light tube in your mouth from behind you, like camel clutch, and break it in your mouth? You ever do that?
Jeff did that on my forehead. That's why I have the big scar I have.
If you do it in the mouth, like the trick is to breathe out when it's happening. Yeah. But sometimes you don't think of that. And that fucking, I don't have front teeth. So the glass just whoosh, shoots right in the back of my throat. And I'm like dry heaving in the fucking ring.
Oh, that blows.
Yeah.
Yeah, my big cut was from Jeff doing that. He split it on my forehead and it broke jagged.
Yeah.
You know, while we're here, let's do it.
Jeff's like a soda review.
Yes, yeah. He makes me glad I'm dying. Yeah. let's talk about terrible injury. Let's talk about some of our worst wrestling injuries. I brought one for you guys. This is pre-wrestling, but I thought you'd be impressed.
Okay.
Shannon, can you bring up my spatula branding?
What the fuck? Oh.
What was off the stove?
This was my chest.
Okay.
And we were at New York City Zombie Crawl playing a game called Strip for Pain, where the Burning Angel girls would give you lap dances if you passed physical challenges.
Oof.
And they were burning people with the side of a spatula. And I went, oh, you guys should brand me because I'm an idiot.
Right.
And they put a spatula out over the crowd and like 5 lighters
You
came
still
out.
Have that scar.
Yeah, that looks like a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, when I tell you it sunk, and it was just like, it was like, wow, that really goes deep. And then I'm like, oh, no, that's in me. And he took it out, and like part of me went with it. And I, that was bad. That was huge. That was a fucking brutal.
You know, one thing I don't have a lot. I mean, I've done a lot of fire shit, but I don't really have any major burns. Not going to fucking.
I usually don't fuck with fire. That's like the one thing I'm like, nah, I'm good. You don't have to light the table on fire. Like, that's the one thing I always say no to. I'm pretty dumb about stuff, but when people are like, can we light it on fire? I'm like, no.
I light myself on fire, but I never had any actual severe burns from it.
Yeah.
Like Brig, his whole fucking head. Did you see that?
The last thing that was crazy when his head caught on fire.
Did you see that? Masada? Mm-hmm. Dude, he had third degree burn. He was blowing the fireball.
Well, it's outside, right?
Right. His hair caught on fire, his beard caught on fire for literally about 40 seconds. Then the third degree burns, all his face, all of his neck, arm. He goes in the back. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at him like, yo, dude, you're right. He's like, yo, let me get a beer. I'm like, sure, you shouldn't go to the hospital? He's like, just let me drink a beer first. He's like, you think? I'm like, yeah, you think, dude. Looked like an instant fucking suntan. Dude, he all the skin. He said he went in the hospital, and they had like a wire brush, and they're scrubbing all in the fucking burns all over his face, scrubbing with wire brush.
Oh, that's got to be
get awful. All the dead skin off and shit.
Yeah, I mean, just let that one do its own, and oh boy, that took forever.
Oh, I'm sure.
My fear of is getting knocked out, going through like a table, and just being like knocked out in the fire, and you know, because like no one's gonna save you.
Right.
Yeah.
I get very because I do so much with JCW with Too Tough Tony's finish, the fire, the meteorite.
Yeah, punch. Yeah, the punch.
It's so great when he does it to people with hair, because everyone in the arena knows it's real.
Right.
Because you smell it immediately. For sure. It's such a great gimmick because there's no one questioning whether or not it was real.
Right. I usually do the flaming elbow, and I can smell the hair burn off my arm and I guess my upper shoulders and back. I'm Italian.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to the best of us. So I would love some of your guys, what would you say, the most painful or most spectacular injuries?
You can find it on YouTube. I have like a hole. It was like 36 stitches right here to where a light tube looked like I actually got like stabbed. And it literally looks like I was like shot with a shotgun. It's just a hole in the side of my arm. Yeah, broke jagged. It's absolutely disgusting. Like, yeah. Look it up on YouTube. I'm sure.
What should she search?
I have no idea. Lucky 13 injury.
Like, okay. Well, you can search that at the time. Schlack, what do you got for us, dog?
I mean, I got it.
I know you. I'm sure you got it.
I know, but
I mean, I'm bleeding. My back's bleeding every single weekend. Like, it's just.
See the scar right here that goes through the tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
They had like a wine rack with light tubes going through it. And the first spot, I turn around and take a spear into it, and I went through them. Well, the person made the holes too. They drilled the holes out too tight, so the light tube end stayed in there. And when I went through and when I sat back up, it went whew, cut like that. And I turn around, it was Neil Diamond Cutter, and I turn around and look at him, he's like, pin me right now. I'm like, whoa, is it that bad? And dude, I got up, and there's a girl, I knew it was bad, because I got out of the ring, and a girl saw my face, she went, oh, instantly.
And then she saw the cut.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked in the mirror, dude, you could see the white part of my, like the bone in my face and shit, dude.
You're lucky you didn't lose your eye.
It was bad.
That's close.
Immediately went to the hospital, got the stitches. On the ride home, the 3-hour ride home, and about an hour in, my fucking eye looked like Balboa in the 9th round. It was completely like Topuria. I don't know if you saw that match, that UFC fight. His eye completely shut like that. I wish I could bring it up, but it's. I'll give her the picture after so they can put it on the screen. Yeah. That was bad. I had a sit out powerbomb on a.
Filing cabinet.
Filing cabinet.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you hit the corner of it.
Well, no. You know how they have the partitions that separate, like, it was like a 4-drawer filing cabinet. And in the middle, they have just 1-inch by 1-inch square poles that separate out that the drawers slide in. Well, we had it on the side, and I choke bombed Murdoch on it and sat out with it. When I sat out with on it, all my weight crushed the side of the filing cabinet, and the flat, blunt, 1-inch by 1-inch square pole shot up through it and went about 5 inches through the back of my thigh.
Yeah.
And I stood up. It was like, you know, quick. I didn't really feel it. And I stood up, and all of a sudden it felt like someone threw like a cup of hot coffee in my lap, and like pissing myself. I'm like, oh, if I'm bleeding, that's way too quick to feel that. And I stood up, and like that black, deep, viscous blood's pouring out of my pocket, and I went another 3 minutes, and I went in the back, and I was basically bleeding to death. They got fucking belts to cinch off on the top of my thigh, and they were like, you know, because that's like major fucking arteries.
Yeah, your femoral's right there.
And
right?
I wouldn't have been able to walk right. I went to the hospital. But look, the muscles in the back of your thigh are in a Y, and it went right in between the two, the back, like about 5 inches deep. And, you know, I'll show you pictures of that too. And slide out was like a gunshot wound. And ironically, when I was in the hospital, there was a gunshot, like, crime that happened. And there was about 6 or 7 people in the waiting room with gunshot holes. And they thought I was a part of the fucking the crime scene. They're like, did you get shot too? I'm like, no, this is filing cabinet.
Self-inflicted. Self-inflicted.
Yeah, yeah. It's filing cabinet wrestling.
I sat on a filing cabinet.
Right, right.
I sat on a filing cabinet with my friend.
Right. Kind of hard to explain.
You got any others you want to do, Lex?
Yeah, I also had Scotty Vortex powerbomb me on a ladder. We had the ladder, like, up on an angle. And the way the tubes were taped, they were taped vertically instead of across. So when I landed on the ladder, I like slid down it and just a huge cut in the like my back. It looked like someone took like an ice cream scoop and just scooped out like a piece of my skin. And I remember as soon as it happened, I like walked away around the side of the ring holding my back. And Danny Havoc came out and he's like, you need to cover that real fast. Like, it's bad. And they ended up, like, taping me up and putting a towel on it and taping me up. And, finished the match after that.
And then you got a hospital immediately?
No, I didn't go to the hospital.
Super glue?
Yeah, I think we might have super glued it. I don't know. It looks like if you see my back, I got a big vagina.
Yeah.
Like, right in the middle of my back. Yeah.
What about the one between your legs?
Hey.
One of the things that skews me a lot in death matches, and you can tell me if I'm a pussy, those soda can boards fucking really bum me out.
Never taken those.
I watched Nikki and Low Life Louie set one of those up, and I'm like, that's not good.
I'd rather take a bum on razor blades, like razor boards, than the soda cans.
Those freak me out.
That's like laceration, dude. That, you know what I mean?
It's not going to be an even cut.
Right, right. Even cuts heal quickly. But when it's like lacerated, it's all fucking, the skin's all mangled. And
those gross me out so bad. I was at the Low Life Louie Nick Gage in Jersey City where the commissioner shut it down and Nick Gage called the commissioner a cunt.
Nicky was, or fucking Louie was so bummed that he couldn't finish it.
Well, it was like, dude, it was.
Why'd it get shut down?
Because Louie, he hit him with the pizza cutter and it just filleted Louie right open. And just
it was the opening spot.
He was bleeding that bad?
Well, first of all, it was like.
It was bad. Dude.
It was a tribute to LAX. So it was old LAX versus new LAX. And it was the fucking Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Right.
People were pumped. And then now Louis's going to fight Nick. And every Puerto Rican in the back comes out with him. They got the flag. He comes out to Nelly. And he's fucking feeling, he's crying. Like, you can tell this is a big moment. And he just takes the pizza cutter out and goes, vroom, and it was like a slice of his head goes. And immediately, like, worst eight doctors run out and whisk him to the back. And then Jimmy Lloyd came out and wrestled instead. But, dude, he a flap of him just, you saw it, just a flap.
I'm about to look at this when I get home.
It was, the match was 9 seconds.
Yeah.
It was all entrance.
I can imagine how happy, like, Louis was coming out because he's such, like, a jovial person. Well,
he was
all
so
the time.
Happy. He was so mad. This was such his moment. I felt so bad for the poor guy. All right. Thank you for sharing the chat. Did you have another one you wanted to share?
I'm trying to find that photo. You need to see my eye with this because what was crazy, it was just a cut, but my eye was so fucking full and engorged with blood. It, you know, I guess all the blood shifted into my orbital. And it was in 45 minutes. I just want to show you this fucking picture. Sorry, we.
No, Frank, you're fine. I got pootie tanged with a belt buckle.
Okay.
On the subway.
That was pootie tanged.
You never saw that movie?
No.
Zarate.
It's a blaxploitation movie that the Chris Rock Show made. Louis C.K. wrote and directed it. His weapon is his belt. Like, he undoes his belt and uses the.
He's like a pimp.
Yeah, and he uses his belt buckle, like, to whip people. And I was waiting on the 9th Street station. And I was on my way to an event, and I was dressed like a lady.
So they're beating you with belts.
And I turned around into a full belt buckle shot from behind that shattered. I only took a knee, which I'm proud of myself for. But my glasses exploded, and my eye was completely shut.
Just like, a random belt attack?
And then he ran, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, look at that.
Oof, can you show the camera? Right here. Show that camera.
If you message it to me, I can share it.
Okay.
I was trying to get these before the show.
I know.
No problem.
I know.
Shit happens.
I'm a piece of shit. Sorry.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, we'll check that out. And thank you guys for sharing. I appreciate it.
Oh, my injuries are definitely up on my my Instagram page. I know both of them are.
What's your plug your Insta real quick.
Look, it's at BigWigNJ.
Perfect.
Go to the picture next to it, the other one. Look at the front view of that.
Oh, fuck. That looks way worse.
It wasn't a blunt hit either. It just swelled up because of the cut, because it was just a slice on the side of my head.
Yeah, the side view, I was like, that's not that bad. And then they showed
that
this.
Was in 45 minutes after they put the stitches in.
Shannon, does that turn you on just a little?
No, it's scary.
Come on.
I'm scared that that's going to turn into like a clot and go to your brain or something.
I mean, something went to my brain.
It's not well.
Right.
It didn't go great. But we're here. We're hanging out.
I'm still alive.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. Thank you guys for sharing that. Let's do a couple more silly stories. Shannon, I was very interested in this. Sad nipple syndrome. This is a current thing being discussed that is leaving women distressed. Apparently, some women have a later in life is it problem where if something grazes their nipple, it makes them depressed. Shannon, explain this to me.
Do you have it, Shannon?
I do not have it.
Okay.
But it does seem like, but thanks for acknowledging that I am later in my life.
No, that's how I...
Shannon's got, it was just Shannon's 30th birthday and she's feeling a little...
Congratulations.
So it seems like this happens mostly, but not only, to women that are currently like lactating and breastfeeding.
So it could be like postpartum?
No, but it's like So I guess like in the process of breastfeeding a baby, there is like a oxytocin dump, like good feeling, mm-hmm. but then also like a dopamine drop. And so it's like the dopamine drop is causing that sense of dread. And so what they're saying is that even when the baby is not nursing, but like, you know, you are like in the nursing stage, that's what could happen. And then when it's happening to women that aren't in this stage, they say it could still be something associated with this, but they're looking into it more to see if it's physiological or psychological.
Okay.
So the government has like funded like
nipple studies,
hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars on.
Listen, if you're going to get your doctorate and you're like, listen, I'm passionate about one thing.
Right.
I need to touch a lot of nipples. I need a lot. If you're into pregnant chicks, I mean, somebody's a genius.
Right. Is there like a similar one for maybe a proctologist? Like if someone grazes your asshole?
I think that's called being in jail.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that would make me sad too, I guess.
All right. I believe it. I believe it very much. Some women much more sensitive in the nipples than others.
Sure.
You'd be surprised. Pierced nipples, girls, not as sensitive as you'd think. In my experience, usually you got to be very gentle with them.
Okay.
Pierced clits, you got to be real gentle with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My experience with pierced clits, you got to really beat them up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we make love in very different ways, Schlack.
Probably.
Because you do it to women. I've had a few that had some big honker, some real elaborate big ones.
Right.
And yeah, usually they got to be pretty. Yeah. Have you ever had a girl that click got hot, like would get pronounced?
Oh yeah. I used to date a chick that was like gassed out of her fucking mind. And
oh yeah, okay.
I think we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And substantially, like it was, you know.
By the way, I feel about that relationship the same way that a woman must have felt about Sandman. Like, oh man, I really I thought this was a lateral move.
pretty much. But yeah, it was definitely lady thumb going there.
Yeah. I could think of one in particular that it would get like hard.
Yeah, it would get very inflamed and red. Like
the girl
really,
I was with
like
called
real heated
it
up.
Engorged.
Yes.
And yeah, that was
a polite way of putting it.
Yes. By the way, I don't know if I've ever told you this. You're the reason my wife won't sit front row at shows.
Oh,
because
I'm not that ugly. Fuck.
You and PCO were throwing chairs at each other's heads, and you came about 3 inches from us. And I was like, we're fine. And she's like, I'm never sitting that close again.
I'm glad I could do that for her.
And then the first time I went to XPW,
okay,
she was asleep already, and I came home, and Body had sat me right in the corner. Not, I'm an idiot, so I sat.
I actually remember exactly where you were sitting.
Yes, yeah. And I came home, and the next morning my wife woke up, and she punched me in the arm, and she goes, did you fucking wrestle? And I went, no. And she's like, get up now. And she's checking me. I go, what? She goes, you fucking wrestled. I went, no, I didn't. And she lifts the blanket. The whole bed was covered in glass.
Outstanding.
It was all still in my hair and in my sweatshirt, and I just came in and laid down. And I forgot that I was just covered.
Makes the whole thing more visceral.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I can't believe when I watch people take little kids.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they sit them on the floor.
Kids
and I'm like,
deathmatch shows, yeah.
I was going to say, it's weird that you said little kids, because I was going to say something about like a Please Touch museum with the glass. But then you said little kids. I'm like,
I've seen a dad go about a match into an XPW show that the kid went, I want to go home.
Not for me, yeah.
And I don't, I think maybe that's a.
Those shows were awesome, dude.
Yeah, those
fucking
are super awesome.
Fucking loved XPW.
Huh.
Dude, it's so I'm much friends fun. With Body.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a shit.
I remember him trolling the streets of fucking Newark looking for drugs after a show. I'm like, dude, I feel like Newark's not the place to be doing this. Like,
he is, when you talk about reckless.
Yeah,
I would put him on there.
Yeah,
I've had no idea how he's still alive at this point in his life. Like,
well, I mean, he puked in your match,
yeah.
And then you fucking beat the shit out of him.
I was like, dude, what the fuck? He was nervous having to wrestle me in the back, and he was. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't. Me telling you shouldn't be drinking that much. That's pretty fucking retarded.
Yeah, he explained that one. And he was like, yeah, I got too drunk, and I threw. What did you throw up off a power bomb?
Yeah, so then I powerbombed him again onto a chair.
Yeah.
Nice.
And was that the finish where he was in the body bag?
No, that was Big Joe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did he pierce his dick before the body bag or after?
Yeah, before.
Before, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So he had a syringe
Yeah.
through his dick.
Which, come on, who hasn't?
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever.
There was a lot of uproar online for a while, I remember.
You know, by the way, on XPW shows, I have definitely seen...
Far worse.
Full snatch.
Right,
like,
yeah.
When they, I saw Mickey bend over the one chick and put the axe
right, yeah.
up her pussy lips. And I was like, no one complained about that. No. So you got to be fair.
Right, of course.
Sometimes you see, listen, it's a dick. Calm down. We're all adults here.
Well, I think a lot of people were mad because there were kids at that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's on the parents.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you take your kids to see men drag each other face first through glass?
Right. And if you took them to see that and you know it's XPW, you don't just, hey, let's go see some wrestling this weekend. XPW's in town. You know about XPW if you're a seasoned wrestling fan. It ain't just you start out on XPW. So you already know what it's about. So shame on you if you're taking a kid knowing that who Rob Black is.
Yeah, sorry the guy who makes fucking shit porns fucking side company upset you.
Right. And that's like not that crazy of a porn that Rob has made.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
He does not, I don't think he cares for me. I tried to get a job there.
Okay.
And he sent back a very nasty voicemail.
Did he really?
I don't want to see him again. Get him out of here. And then he uncomped me.
Really?
I went to the next show and I was on my way and Bonnie was like, yeah, Rob told me he's taking all the comps away and you can't come.
What?
I don't know. I think I got a big mouth. I tend to rub people the wrong way sometimes on first impressions. But yeah, he did not want any part of me.
I mean, it's a wrestling show. I'm sure you could just walk in and no one's going to say anything.
Yeah, no, but I wanted to like work.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something. I wanted to manage somebody or sure, do commentary or something.
I mean, you're perfect for XPW.
I thought I would be a very good fit.
I think so.
The funny thing is I put up a thing because I always try and manifest jobs. It's like I wanted to do The Gathering for years. Every year The Gathering would be like, email and tell me you want me. So I did that with XPW.
Right.
And I immediately got emails from three different porn chicks I know. They're like, hey, he's really bad at paying people. Like, he ripped me off really
bad. I never had an issue.
I've never heard that from you guys. Yeah. But right. All the porn chicks were like,
sure.
He's like, you really got to make sure that check clears. For people who know XPW, great indie wrestling company. And where I got to see my favorite.
I don't know if great's the right word, but.
You know what? Then you haven't sat through a MAGA Butcher entrance. Because right. That is my favorite thing on God's green earth.
I just saw him this past Sunday.
Yes, he did.
We did a show in Connecticut together.
He wrestled Wrecking Ball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking that's a lot of America wild. In one
that's,
match.
That's
a lot of America.
It was very patriotic, yes. I'd say that. Yeah.
We're wrestling. Me and him are doing Zona 23.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Dylan, and Mickey are doing Team USA versus Team Mexico on July 5th. In Mexico City at Zona 23 in the junkyard.
Yes, that's very sick. Yeah, that's people awesome. That check out that company, it's really
sick. So I'm going to really USA it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to make them really regret bringing me down there.
I think El Schlacko might make it.
Who knows?
That for people who haven't seen that, they have a cool junkyard setup. It's very much like the WCW backlot brawls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which I love. I'm a huge... People forget some of those WCW guys they had on the mid-card were just murderers.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So you have like Regal, Meng, and Finley just fucking swinging live around. Norman Smiley.
Yeah, amazing.
Norman Monsters. Smiley was a legit badass, too.
Dude, fucking a monster.
Yeah.
What was it? UWFI was the half-shoot, half-real one in Japan?
Yeah.
Norman Smiley. And fucking Little Guido.
Yep, super bad.
A monster. A fucking bad motherfucker.
He fought Frank Shamrock.
Drunkest I ever got before a wrestling show was with Little Guido.
Oh, excellent.
I was so blackout drunk, I don't even remember most of the match.
So it was like last night.
yeah, pretty much.
Have you ever told somebody they were too fucked up to wrestle?
Oh, no. Who am I to make that call? I'm like, here, you want a bump, dude? Let me get you out of the rut.
Oh, you got the banana boat's coming.
Yeah, right.
It's my favorite Coke scene in any movie is Flight. Have you seen Flight?
Nope.
The Denzel Washington movie?
Nope.
It's a real story. It's a pilot who was a drunk, but his plane wound up malfunctioning, and he pulled some crazy maneuver and saved everyone on the plane except one flight attendant was not buckled in and hit her neck on the ceiling and died. So they investigate him, and they found all the mini vodkas in the garbage in the pilot thing, and they tried to say it was her, the lady that died, and they tried to get him out of it. So it's the story of him admitting, you know, that he, that it was him. Even though he saved all these people, he takes the hit. But they drop Denzel Washington off at a hotel, and they clear the minibar so that he doesn't drink the night before the trial. And he realizes the room next to him is unlocked, and he finds the minibar. And they find him just drunk out of his mind, bleeding out of his head. And they have to call his dealer, who is John Goodman. And I love in movies when a character actor has like two scenes.
For sure.
And they just walk into the movie and walk back out. And he comes in with a fucking like a satin jacket with a snake on the back with a ponytail. And he sells them coke. And it is the best. It is the coke. We can do it. Yeah. It is the coke scene of coke scenes in movies.
Take one step back, please. CeeLo, I need you outside guarding the door, please. Thank you very much.
CeeLo.
Zora, yeah? All right, gentlemen. I need that table cleared, placed in front of Whip with a chair behind it. Now, please.
I love that he just walks into the movie and takes it over.
I feel like Denzel Washington right 20. Fucking now.
She'll do. All right, Whip, banana boats are coming. And I need a Cocoa Puff.
A what?
Just take the tiniest little bit of tobacco out of the top of the cigarette, please.
Amateur. Don Cheadle, dude.
That's why you got a guy's tournament.
Okay, baby. We're going to do...
You ever see those Captain America Don Cheadle?
Yes.
Small whiffs first. One on each side. Just a little primer. Get us started.
Okay. I wish I had a guy like this I could call.
Also, check out Denzel's. No one ever looks at Denzel's pinky.
What's wrong? Oh, he's got the fingernail?
No, no.
It's painted red.
It goes the wrong way.
Oh, really?
Look, watch his hand in any movie. He's always playing with his pinky finger. He knocked it out of the socket playing football.
Huh.
And his hand literally, watch him in any movie, and he's always doing this. It's because his hand goes the other way, and he has to physically hold it there.
Huh. Go ahead, Jamie Josta has one thumb. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah, he's on our network.
Yeah.
And it took me a few times to notice.
You know how many episodes of Tires it took me to realize Steve's hands are fucked up?
Yeah.
Like literally like a season and a half. I'm just watching. I'm like, what's wrong with his hands? And I look at it, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's
my God.
Jesus. Yeah, that's why he's always holding. So in that scene,
like
you literally
McFarlane.
See him. He's got it under his hand.
Right.
So he's always moving it.
When I wrestled with Masato Tanaka, he broke his finger like that. And he didn't even flinch, just continued wrestled the entire thing. We're in the back. His finger's like completely sideways. I'm like, you tough bastard, dude.
Do
you watch the NFL at all?
Yeah.
You know who Booger McFarlane is?
Is he the guy that got his finger chopped off so he keep playing?
No. I don't.
There's
think so.
One NFL guy who in the middle of the game, he broke his pinky. And they're like, you can't play. He's like, what if you chop it off? And they're like, yeah, I guess you can play. And he's
That's
like,
an
yeah,
option?
He goes, take it. And they chopped Jesus. His pinky off. Taped it up
in the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game.
That's like some Civil War shit when like
because they were like, your hand's too broke to play. And he's like, what if I don't have that finger? Is that still a problem? And they're like, I guess not.
No, yeah, Booger McFarlane's one of like the Fox analysts or something like that. Whenever he's on the screen, all I can do, I can't not stare at his fingers because they're literally just all like crooked and mutated and warped.
Dude, yeah. That's the few times in high school wrestling where you go to catch yourself. All suplex, and then your hand just goes out from under you, and you watch. I had this. My pinky finger went sideways, and this is as much as I can close it now. It was over here, dude. It's one of those dumb ones. It's like breaking your toe.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I am fucked for so long, and I can't bitch about it because it doesn't look like shit.
Right.
Like I broke my toe real bad.
You can't
and
do
I would
shit
just
if
fall.
You can't stand up.
I would
right.
just fall. Because you don't realize you use your big toe to, like, balance.
Right.
So I would just be walking and eat shit. It
sucks. On our way up here, we saw...
We
went to go in the parking garage, and some fucking, like, 80-year-old lady just head first right into the cement.
It was fucking hilarious.
Did people help her, or did they go full?
Oh, we were just driving by.
Okay.
Nobody helped
her.
Yeah. It was literally, like, the turn to turn into the parking garage, and she just fucking...
Face first. No, like, no hands out to protect. Just
no idea what she tripped on. Right or, oh my god.
When I get
full New York, I like
when I get crazy long hour jobs.
You don't help elderly people have
their phone? Oh, of course I would. No. I fall asleep sitting up.
Okay.
Because so like I'll write on stuff, but it'll be on LA time.
Okay.
So I'll be in meetings till like 3 a.m. and then I have to get up and come here. And then I go back to that other job.
Okay.
And I have a problem where I'll fall asleep sitting up, but I fall like the way a baby does, where they don't know to protect themselves.
Right.
So I will fall on the top of my head.
All head. I was going to say all head.
You're like watching a dolphin go into the water, but if it was just floor. And the amount of times I've woken up on the top of my head.
Right.
Well, oh, we were on JCW in the middle of the night. I forgot I was on the wall side of the bed and there was a painting. And I went to get up and launch myself off the bed. And I just headbutted the glass and destroyed it. It was.
Who do they have you room with?
They usually one of the other announcers now.
Okay.
But I have been in some pretty great rooms.
Yeah.
They've put me with. Sometimes I'm like, listen, I think they're like, listen, let's save everybody else and put Zach, Willie, and Kong in here.
Yeah, for sure. It's like an experiment.
Yeah. But a lot of room with Kong, a lot of room with Willie Mac.
Okay. Yeah, Willie's awesome.
Willie's the cool. Yeah. The second I walked out of Willie and Kong watching anime, I'm like, oh, oh, of course.
Right, right.
That's, yeah. I stay with Colby a lot.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I've been boys with him forever.
Sure.
And who was I? Oh, I stayed with M-Dog on the last one.
Oh, I fucking love Matt.
Yeah,
he's the reason I became a pro wrestler.
What?
He's the reason I became a pro wrestler.
Yeah?
Fucking watching the old Best of Backyard Wrestling tapes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Absolutely, yeah. Fucking, you know, saw those and got into wrestling through the Best of Backyard tapes. And then one day happened to see, holy shit, M-Dog 20's wrestling in Philadelphia for this company called CZW. Like, let's go see it. And that was the first independent show I ever
That's
went
awesome.
To, was M Dog and Josh Prohibition, yeah.
That's really awesome. Did you ever, what's the funniest old man, like, should be out of the business, but is still just grinding? Do you guys have any good ones?
I mean, I was on a show when Jake the Snake, before he got sober.
Good, good, good.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I did a convention with Jake, and it was a nightmare. So.
And he introduced himself and he's like, hey, I'm Jake. Do you want to meet the snake? And I unfortunately was like, sure.
I can go multiple ways.
Next thing I know, he turns around and he drops his pants and bends over and he just has his dick and balls hanging between his legs.
Oh,
and,
good.
Bent over. Yeah, that's how he introduced the snake.
That's like in waiting. Yeah, that's hilarious. He gave you the goat.
Yeah.
You have a room with Necro? He walks around nude. Dude, it's like, bro, come on, man.
I got I was on TMZ because I got Scott Hall hammered drunk when he was sober for I know.
What a great
influence I am.
Yeah, yeah.
He was sober for it was like 2 or 3 years at the time, and then he got kicked out of it was the Skate and Surf Festival at Asbury Park. He was there doing he was supposed to do a signing, but we went to the bar and got fucking blackout drunk, and he showed back up, and they wouldn't let him do the signing, and they went to kick him out of the venue, and you see like security and police like around Scott Hall, and I'm just in the back like this, like.
The first ever indie show I went to, I saw a relic of a man, Surfer Ray Odyssey.
Oh,
I don't even know who that is.
So we're talking jobber of what, 80s?
Yeah.
And he still came out to Surfing USA with the board, with the white paint on his nose.
Keeping the dream alive.
He was grinding, dude. And then my favorite is I was on an indie show, in Jersey. And the mirror in the men's room was shattered. And I'm trying to put my stupid Paul Bearer makeup on. And somebody is just taking a protein dump that is ruining them. They're just really, really doing damage. And Warlord comes out of the stall.
He's enormous still, dude.
Oh, boy. Is he big?
Yeah.
And
imagine what his shits look like, dude.
Oh, I'll tell you what they
you know what they smell like.
He changed the fucking thickness of the room. And I go, oh, and he had to put his warrior, you know, his shit
sure,
on.
Sure, sure.
So I went, oh, sir, I'll use my phone. You please use the mirror, I insist. So now it's just me and him putting makeup on in shit stink. And he looks over at me, and it was the most of the wrestler, like, old man. He goes, kid, you start putting that shit on your face now, you got to do it for the rest of your fucking life.
You remember when Warlord had the half metal, like Phantom of the Opera mask? That's how I want to imagine him shitting.
Oh, yeah.
With the metal thing. I don't know why.
Like Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
He's on his throne.
Right.
And then he did, of course, my favorite old man thing, which is be the main event, change it to the last match before intermission, say your back hurts, and have it turn into a tag.
Nice.
Perfect.
To which he did no. He literally, the other guy wrestled the whole match. He'd take a bump. He tagged in.
Came in, big boot.
The finish.
Yeah.
And
full pay. Full
done.
Pay.
Yep.
Done. And out the door before admission was over.
Didn't even sell merch at intermission.
Didn't even sit at the table.
Wow. Legend. Legend.
But I mean, come on. I can't. The amount of times I've seen, my this hurts.
Right.
Let's make it a tag. My this hurts. And it's like, I get it, man.
We were just talking about that on the train. When Scott Summers got hurt 3 minutes into your match.
Oh, and I just... We were wrestling. It was in Texas, San Antonio. Scott Summers, he got hurt, pulled something in his leg, and he's like, all right, tag, pin me. I'm like, no fucking way, dude. So I just went another 10 minutes just pummeling him and beating him with shit while he's on. He's like, my leg. So elbow drops, chairs on the leg, 30 light tubes on the face and leg.
Hey, you don't got to get up. Daddy will take care
of it. Right, exactly.
I'll wrestle around you.
Right. I'll wrestle you. You don't got to wrestle me. That's perfectly fine.
Oh, fuck. That would be... As someone who's had a very bad leg injury.
Right.
Because you're in shock.
Yeah, for sure. And imagine just laying on the ground.
Yeah.
In the middle. It was like in the fucking crowd, too. So he's just laying on the ground with the chairs parted like the Red Sea. And all these people standing around him. And I'm just sliding in the ring, grabbing shit, coming back out, beating him with it, sliding in the ring, dragging shit out, beating him with it while he's laying like a beach whale on the fucking ground.
Do you guys think this Dark Side of the Ring is going to be a huge deal for Necro?
I hope so.
I think he's going to get a huge resurgence.
I hope
his social media does not overshadow.
I know some good stuff.
I heard him talking about it this weekend. It sounds very interesting.
Should I give it away? I don't know.
No, he's probably telling the story.
I know the guy that drove him and to go to the meeting where they filmed. And Dylan, the night before, he was fucking, hammered, 30-pack, typical drunk. And he's in there, and he's doing his interview. He's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And he goes to the bathroom. And when he's in there, they left the microphone on, and he's in there puking and vomiting. And he comes back out, and he sits back down. So I hope they put that in the fucking, because that's totally Necro Butcher. 100%. So I hope they... I can't imagine what that interview was like if he's puking in the fucking bathroom. They must have been dying laughing, like, hearing him,
I hope it's a whole cutscene. Like, Necro asked to go to the bathroom now. We're going to play the audio.
So it's going to be good. I hope, I really do hope that, like, Tony Khan, because Joe works for Khan now currently, right?
Yeah.
So I hope if this gets enough noise and makes enough noise that they do a fucking...
I would think much like... Gage got the match.
That's
Jericho.
What I'm saying, right? That's what I'm saying.
I hope it gets him a little something.
Like, Dylan Necro told me that every time he sees Joe somewhere, Joe comes up. He's like, "Yo, thanks, brother." Pays his tab, whatever he's doing, out of respect. Because
that's my favorite match of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the best independent match of all time. I can't even argue.
You think if Necro gets the match on AEW TV, where's the fucking American?
Goddamn right, you know him. American, you know him. Of course he's going to do that.
Yeah, the pajama pants.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Dude, he came to see Hillbilly. Hillbilly and Mickey and JJ came to one of my shows, and they brought Necro. And the kid that's hosting the show, they're in the back, and they're being a little rowdy, but whatever.
Oh.
And the kid hosts the show goes, hey, there's a real big guy in the back with American flag Zubaz.
Oh, he wore the fucking...
And one of those Japanese steakhouse jackets. He's being real loud. Is he scary or can I tell him to shut the fuck up? I went, you're going to bring him two more beers and say, these are from me and Zach.
Right.
Thank you very much for being here, sir.
Right.
He goes, that's scary? I went, yeah.
His name is the Necro Butcher.
Yeah, that's yes, that's scary.
Right.
When we did one of the XPW shows out in L.A., The next day, we both had like a free day. My friend was living out in LA at the time, and I had him pick us up and brought me a Necro to a LA Angels game.
Nice.
So it was awesome.
He loves baseball.
He's such a huge baseball fan. It was awesome to go see a Major League Baseball game with the Necro Butcher, like sitting out in the the left field. And Ohtani was playing for the Angels at the time. And
did you see him with the double Mohawks now? He's got the Warrior Hawk.
Looks awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's, well, he's net bald in the center. Yeah. So it's like.
My favorite Necro thing I've heard is after an XPW show, he apparently held court for quite the evening.
Oh, yeah.
And they called the next day, and he got everybody banned from the hotel.
Yeah.
Because there was, they called and said, sir, there's blood everywhere.
Oh,
and Necro immediately goes, yeah, my wife had her period. And then, sir, it's on the curtains in the ceiling. Right. It was because Hillbilly fell asleep on the wall.
Yeah, that was like a really nice fucking hotel, too. Like a big, expensive one. Like
I always feel bad that I'm going to get charged at hotels for like bleeding all over the sheets. Like,
it goes to the mattress, dude.
Yeah.
If you're not,
because my back's just always bleeding, always bloody, because I don't wear a shirt, because I don't think deathmatch wrestlers.
You don't put a towel down on the bed when you're laying on
the bed. Bleed through the towel. Like.
Yeah, but still, I mean, no, I try. Fucking courteous, man.
I try, but I mean, I roll around in my sleep, I'm all over. It's just fucking.
I destroy the hotel bed. All my makeup and shit. If I come in and pass out before I take that shit off, I am destroying the bed. I painted myself completely green for Skankfest this year, because I was Naked Shrek.
Where's Skankfest this year?
New Orleans. And for Naked Roast, I painted myself completely green, and I was Shrek. And I got way too fucked up. I took my Zoloft way too late in the day and started drinking right after it. And let's say the lights went out.
Nice.
And two people had to bring me back to my hotel, and I just went to bed. Apparently, in the middle of the night, I got up and showered.
Everything is.
And I stained the entire bed, the walls, the shower curtain, and awesome. The entire tub green. And I went, I'm going to get charged so much. And I left, and they cleaned everything and replaced everything.
Did you leave a tip, dude?
Yeah, I gave him $100.
Yeah, I was going to say, Esmeralda came in there fucking heated probably. She was probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, they must have been bamboozled.
Yeah.
And I left them.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, when I usually try.
If they got to scrub the walls after you're done in there.
Yeah, if I leave, if I'm in a hotel for 4 or 5 days, it's a minimum of 50 for me.
Right.
One night, 5-10.
Yeah, for sure.
I think, because those girls don't make shit. They make per room. They don't make hourly.
Right.
So you got, and then you always, you know, if I'm drinking, I try and like leave them a couple beers.
Yeah.
I've had one. I was at a...
Maybe a line on the counter.
I was at a shit hotel in Jersey. And I've never had this happen before again. I was by myself because my friend had left for the day. And the lady, the housekeeping lady, was like middle-aged, okay-looking Jersey broad. And she looks on the table and sees I had a bottle of Fireball. It was like 10 in the morning. She goes, you drinking? I went, I was. She goes, can I come in?
And amazing. I went,
yeah. And then she looks at my hand. She goes, you have a wife? I go, yeah. She goes, is she here? I went, no. And she sits down and starts doing shots. And she's like, can I hang out here for a while? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then I'm like, I think this lady wants to fuck me.
Where's this hotel?
It was Jersey Shore. It was in the Jersey Shore. I only remember this place because it was the one night my friend Chris wasn't with me. And somebody tried the door in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's always my fear.
And scared the shit out. I wound up putting the chair up against the door and sleeping in the chair. Because I straight up saw the handle go, and it had one of those like long hotel windows.
Right.
So I saw the body run when they saw the door was locked. And I was like, oh, man. Because I was like the only, it was in the middle of winter. I was like the only person staying there.
I mean, I've been so drunk, I didn't even make it back to my hotel room a few times and just slept out like in front of the hotel. I did that at WrestleMania when it was in Miami the one year. Brett Lauderdale just woke me up and I was sleeping on the
grass?
Right outside. No, I'm just sleeping outside the hotel door, like out on that little like walkway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Brett's like, what time's your flight? And I'm like, 9 a.m. Why? He's like, it's 10:30. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I've fallen asleep in many a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
If I can't get what if I'm having issues, I've woken up inside the hotel in front of the door. Like I just made it in and then my body gave out.
I got robbed in Buffalo because I had to have a homeless guy take me home because I was so fucking hammered drunk that I couldn't figure out how to get back to my hotel. So he came with me to give me directions. And then when he got there, he asked me if he could come upstairs and use the bathroom. And I'm like, sure, why not? You know, so I bring this homeless guy up to my hotel room. And I was like, dude, I got an extra bed. Like, if you want a place to stay, you could stay there, you know, fucking instead of sleeping outside and fucking being cold all night. Like, thought I was doing him a solid. And then I woke up the next morning and just everything was taken out of my wallet.
When you give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Whatever. I hope it got food or something, man.
Yeah, when you get a blowjob from a hooker, you put your wallet in the desk. You don't leave your wallet in your front pocket because they know how to do that.
Experience.
Yeah, that's a skill they've been taught.
Right, right.
Hey, you know what? While I've got you guys, Shannon, let's end on this. I know we already covered it on other stuff, but I would love to show the boys Skrilla the Killer speaking to her mother, Shannon. So if you don't know about it, there's a doc on this chick. She was driving with her boyfriend and the boyfriend's best friend. From all apparent footage.
Oh, this just came up on Netflix, right?
She just guns it, hits a wall, kills both of them.
Oh, I thought you meant Skrilla, the rapper.
Her name's something Shrilla.
Oh.
And so she says she has a sleeping disorder. They do blood toxicology. She's a little stone. That's it. She's not drunk. She's not fucked up on anything. And she's saying it was an accident. Some people are saying that the guy was, they were fighting, and she was like, fuck this. Also, they found out she did a dry run of the route 3 days before in her car. But they have a recording of her talking to her mom in front of the police.
Okay.
And this is leaked footage. And the second I heard it, I had an ear for it. And I want to know how quick you guys pick it up. Shannon?
Oh, so this is a prison phone call. This isn't the original one, but I'm gonna play this one first.
Okay.
Oh God. Oh my God, is right.
Yes. Which one?
Bring up the other one where she asked, can we tell the cops I had a seizure?
Is she speaking Carney? Is that what's going on?
The other one is very clear.
Huh.
And I guess the dad came out and said that the mom is from, they are carnival people.
Yeah.
From a past generation. And dude, listen to this diabolical bitch. The way she, and she's in front of the cops talking like this.
Right.
And every article's like, yeah, she's speaking gibberish. The second they started playing it, Shannon, what did they say? I went, she's speaking Carney.
Yeah.
But you got to hear this other one is clear as day. I think it's the same one. It's the one
sorry.
That...
Yes, I know the one. 1 second.
I'm so sorry. We'll end on this, guys. Thank you so much
for
your time. Again, please plug your match coming up. The Tangled Web.
June 20th.
Maybe June 27th? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's 27th. June 27th at the CZW Arena in Philadelphia. Tangled Web. First time back in about 8 years. Me versus him.
Yeah, we're going to fucking kill each other.
We're going to kill each other. I'm going to hurt him really bad.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you make some of your dumbest decisions with your best of friends.
Right,
so.
Of course.
So much easier.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to hurt your friends.
So much easier. I don't want to. It's same when I do roast battle. Roast battling somebody you don't know sucks.
Right, of course.
Roast battling your friend is the funnest.
Right, because there's no rules. There's no limits.
Yeah. Shannon, did you find it?
Gibberish or a distortion of the English language. It's kind of like Pig Latin.
Yeah. My sister would do that with my other sister. They'd speak Pig Latin and Ob. You know, Ob? It's like Ob, Ob, Flop, Ob, Sob. And they would combine both of them. And they would made their own language. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking? And they would talk shit behind her back.
Yeah, she says to her mom in the video, can you tell the doctors I had a seizure? And it's like, oh, I guess you're pretty fucking guilty.
Yeah.
But I thought that was fucking incredible that I got that far without anybody being like, that's Carney.
Right, right, right.
That doesn't take a lot.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's do one more thing before we get out of here. We have any other videos we can do, Shannon?
I keep thinking of that in the beginning, the fever dream intro you have to this show.
Oh, yeah?
I keep thinking of the black dude from The Stuff with his mouth and that, like, overextended prosthetic dummy, you know, head they made for that part.
That is Chocolate Chip Charlie, played by Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris was awesome. I think they're remaking The Stuff.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
The Blob remake was awesome.
The Blob remake is excellent.
I think that's the best remake ever, in all honesty.
I think it's definitely maybe that of The Fly.
It's definitely up there. I don't know, like, I can't. There's no obviously fucking correct answer to this.
But yeah, I think that's a it's a first ballot.
Yeah.
If you're gonna talk horror remakes, yeah.
Blob.
Cape Fear.
I've seen zero of these movies you guys have mentioned today.
Really?
Oh, yeah, even when you were in the other room talking, I'm like, I haven't seen any of these.
The Stuff rules.
Fuck my Antarctica, son. I'm not going to see that one.
The Stuff starts in Antarctica. They find this big cavern, essentially, of white dessert. It's just like a fluff.
Right.
And it becomes the most popular dessert in the world. And you find out it's sentient. And it moves and controls.
It's like the Blob, but
it's like
yogurt.
The Blob, but you eat it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
You have to appreciate garbage.
It sounds terrible.
No, it's great, dude. Yeah. Paul Sorvino's in it.
Yeah.
Garrett Morris is in it. Michael Moriarty's in it. It's like there was this thing that around that time they would get really bad concepts like that, but get really good actors to play it serious, and it winds up becoming surreally good.
Right.
And I would definitely put The Stuff on that one.
It's like, what is that, 83 maybe?
Yeah, because he did, that was a crazy run of that director, because he did Cue the Winged Serpent, God Told Me To, The Stuff, and something else that was fucking awesome. It's Larry Cohen.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a fuck.
Again, no, zero. I've watched zero of these movies.
The worse the movie is, the better I like it, I think.
That is very true. All right, so I think we're going to call it there in a second, but hey, you know what?
Oh, I do. Yeah, there are two videos if you want to choose between them. So there's the dad in the bathroom or the bungee jump.
You know what? Let's do the dad in the bathroom. Let's get these gentlemen's opinion, because I think this is very clear.
You don't want to do the bungee jump where they just throw the chick over the side? And...
Oh, by the way. So let's do that then.
I saw the article.
Let's do that then, because there is more to it.
Oh, is it really?
That I don't know if you guys know yet, but yeah, let's see the video. This chick
said she was being a bitch to the
Where was this bungee jumping thing again, Shannon?
Brazil.
So they're in Brazil.
Oh, that checks.
she's bungee jumping. They just don't put the cord on her.
Right. Yeah, that's all.
They press slam her off a cliff.
Right. You would think that
that's the most important part.
Right, right. You're bungee jumping, so the first thing on your mind might be apply the bungee.
I think if I was bungee jumping, I'd be like,
you guys gonna put this on? Like,
you're putting the thing on me, right? So let's watch that real quick, Shannon.
Send it.
Oh my! I didn't see the landing. Yo, didn't she live? Right? She was in the hospital.
So that's the story. They found her alive.
I'm gonna do that.
A nurse. A nurse ran down. And she didn't make it.
Yes, she's like, just kill me.
But
like,
can you imagine I'm going bungee jumping.
Dude.
Probably have 3 seconds where you realize.
She probably broke every bone in her fucking body, right?
That was a fucking flat hit, dude.
I can't believe it was on ground. I thought she hit water.
Shannon, can we do it one more time?
Please, one more. What do you think the dudes that threw her were like, oh, fuck?
Yeah, when do you think the dudes that threw her, like, realized, like...
When they turned around and looked at the rope still there. So, yeah, they got charged. I guess they are getting charged with manslaughter.
Okay.
Two of them ran, and one of them got arrested on the scene. But they did catch the other two people trying to escape the country.
Did you hear the people... The best part of that is the people... filming the video, they didn't even sound shocked when she just hit the ground. And did you hear? They're like,
let's do it again.
They're just talking.
Ooh.
Like, you didn't notice that your friend just fucking bounced off of the
Oh, yeah, she got air too, right, on that bounce.
The people filming didn't go, oh my god, or
I think they didn't realize the thing wasn't on until
maybe they thought it was a work,
yeah,
dude. Look at a crash test dummy.
It's like when you really get hurt wrestling and they're like, oh, he's faking it.
It's like that old joke, two guys sitting at a bar on the top of a skyscraper. You know this one?
keep going.
The two guys are drinking on top of a bar, and one guy looks at the other and goes, "You know, the skyscraper is it's an anomaly of nature. If you jump out that window right there, you actually fall all the way to the bottom, but then there's a wind tunnel between the buildings that brings you all the way back up, and you come back through the window." And the other guy goes, "That's fucking impossible." He goes, "You want to bet me?" He goes, "Absolutely." He goes, $20. He goes, "Sure." And the guy jumps out the window, goes all the way to the ground, comes back up, sits back down, takes the 20. He goes, "See, told you." The guy goes, "That's amazing. I got to try." And he jumps, and he falls, and he dies. And the bartender looks at the first guy and goes, "Superman, you're a real dick when you're drunk." one time, Superman's flying over Metropolis, right? And he's got a fucking hard on. He's ready to go, right? And he's like, "I'm going to fly down and fuck somebody real quick," right? And he sees Wonder Woman on top of the Hall of Justice on a lawn chair with her legs spread, right? And he goes, "Some fashion speeding bullet. I can just fucking fly down there, come in a couple pumps, and I'm gone before she knows," right? So he's flying around. He sees her, flies down, boom, 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 boom. He comes, he flies away, and Wonder Woman goes, "What the fuck was that?" The Invisible Man goes, "I don't know, but my ass is killing me."
Did you see the video clip of the girl working the counter at the Dollar Tree in Philly? And
I mean, this is a recipe for success.
It's literally like five blocks from my house. Some dude is in there, and he jerks off real fast. And he comes on her leg.
I have seen this.
And he runs. She's like, he nutted on my leg. He nutted on me.
I have seen this.
He nutted on me, and she starts crying.
I had a dominatrix that happened too with a Hasidic Jew. And he tried to run out the door without paying, and two bouncers clotheslined him.
Was that a joke or was that real?
No, that's real. No, it was my friend Candace, and a guy came on her leg and tried to run out the door, and he got fucking lariated by a fucking giant black security guard.
Amazing.
Knocked his fucking hat off.
Yeah, that was like five blocks from my house.
Chad, let's watch that nutting on the leg, and then we're done. Sorry to keep saying we're done. No. I'm just having a blast.
He nutted on me, and she starts crying.
I mean, that's intense dedication. That focus,
that's
weird, I don't have.
It's like 2 in the afternoon in a busy store. Some dude just walks up.
I'd imagine he was three pumps away from coming
anyway. I would think so. He was probably working in the aisle.
Yeah.
We were talking about in the car the 101-year-old woman that got raped.
Did you see that?
I mean, I didn't.
Like, how do you even, like, yeah, how, get hard for that, to do the raping?
It's a specialty fuck.
Like, I don't.
I think you gotta, like, get her to sweat and work your hands under her armpits and then rub it in her pussy.
Yeah, it's like the Sahara down there.
What are you going to do? Shannon, do you have the nut on my leg, Phil? Yep.
He fucking nutted on my fucking leg. You go to hell, bitch. Oh, my God. He nutted on my leg.
Yo, this is a great sample for a music album.
That should be the beginning of a metal song. Or it could be a good hip hop song. Yeah. He nutted on my leg.
Put like an auto tuner on
it. Yeah, he nutted on my leg. I was at the Dollar Tree. He nutted on my leg.
That's like five blocks from my house. I was like, that familiar?
It's got to be a horrifying experience for.
But he got away, man. That gooner guy killed himself. The guy that was in the car got caught jerking off in the driveway.
Excuse me,
the drive-thru. That guy fucking blew his brain.
Well, I'm sure
out.
Now that this guy got away with it once, he's going to try it again soon.
Oh, yeah, that's a string of crimes.
Yeah.
That poor 20-year-old girl now, she's like trying to better herself, and she's at work and trying to work and make money. And now she's just constantly probably, you know, in fear of some dude's going to run up and come all over her.
Yeah, post-traumatic sperm disorder, right, yeah.
or maybe with her boyfriend, they like reenacted. Like, can you pretend like you come in a room and shoot the load on my leg and run out?
Oh, that would be great.
That would be hot.
That would be so, dude, that would be, you wouldn't have to fucking convince me twice.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, honey, you want to go to Dollar Tree real quick? All right, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my guests, Schlack and Lucky13. Please check them out. CZW Tangled Web, go check it out. And thank you to our friends in the booth. And we will be back with our bonus episode on Friday. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
So the fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him.